From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his next message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is just two verses, chapter 4, verse 24, and chapter 5, verse 1. The first speaks of the godly fear inspired in the children of Israel as they witnessed God's power in holding back the waters of the Jordan so they could enter Canaan on dry ground. In the second verse, we see the dread and the terror in the hearts of the heathen Canaanites as they heard of the victories of Israel and the awesome power of the God of heaven and earth. It is these two types of fear upon which Dr. Cairns is focusing in the course of a message entitled Godly Fear and Godly Dread. Those who know Christ as their personal Savior are struck with a godly fear as they consider the great transaction that took place on Calvary when the Son of God was made sin so that guilty sinners might be made the righteousness of God in Him. This is the kind of fear that causes the people of God to worship the Lord as they stand in awe of His matchless grace. Before Dr. Cairns comes with today's message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Psalm 22 and verse 7. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head. Mockery was a great ingredient in our Lord's woe. Judas mocked him in the garden. The chief priests and scribes laughed him to scorn. Herod set him at naught. The servants and the soldiers jeered at him and brutally insulted him. Pilate and his guards ridiculed his royalty. And on the tree all sorts of horrid jests and hideous taunts were hurled at him. Ridicule is always hard to bear. But when we are in intense pain, it is so heartless, so cruel, that it cuts us to the quick. Imagine the Savior crucified, racked with anguish far beyond all mortal guess. And then picture that motley multitude, all wagging their heads or thrusting out the lip, in bitterest contempt of one poor suffering victim. Surely there must have been something more in the crucified one than they could see, or else such a great and mingled crowd would not unanimously have honored him with such contempt. Was it not evil confessing in the very moment of its greatest apparent triumph that after all it could do no more than mock at that victorious goodness which was then reigning on the cross? O Jesus, despised and rejected of men, how couldst thou die for men who treated thee so ill? Herein is love amazing, love divine, yea, love beyond degree. We too have despised thee in the days of our unregeneracy, and even since our new birth, we have set the world on high in our hearts, and yet thou bleedest to heal our wounds, and diest to give us life. Oh, that we could set thee on a glorious high throne in all men's hearts! We would ring out thy praises over land and sea, till men should as universally adore as once they did unanimously reject. Thy creatures wrong thee, O thou sovereign good. Thou art not loved, because not understood. This grieves me most, that vain pursuits beguile ungrateful men, regardless of thy smile.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
Hear how the heavens are sounding His name. Hear how the earth rings His glory and fame. Ocean and mountain, stream, forest, cloud.
Now let's think first of the reaction of God's people to a great work of grace. It is the reaction of godly fear. Notice Joshua 4:24. All the people of the earth shall know the hand of the Lord that it is mighty, and ye shall fear the Lord your God forever. What happens? You see the mighty work of God in making a way through the Jordan on the merit, virtue, strength, and power of the priest bearing the ark. You'll see that work, and when you see it, you'll fear. When you remember it, you'll fear. When you talk to others about it, you will fear. This morning, if you're a Christian, once again, the invitation is come and see. Stand under Calvary and see again that great transaction. Shrouded off from human view in a supernatural darkness, as Jehovah deals with Jesus Christ, his Son, and our substitute, as he lays upon him all the guilt of all the sins of all his people from all ages and all places, as there he pours upon him the divine indignation, there in the darkness Jesus Christ drains the cup of damnation dry. What a transaction, as Jehovah visits our sins upon the Lord Jesus Christ, as Christ takes the full legal liability for all our ungodliness and stands in to the wrath of God for us. What a transaction. He was made sin for us in order that we should be made the righteousness of God in him. He bore the curse for us that we should bear the blessing in him. He took the fury for us that all the favor of God would come through him to us. What a great transaction took place at Calvary. This was no cheap salvation. This was the salvation that bankrupted the treasury of heaven. This was the salvation that demanded that God would give everything that he could give, and he didn't balk at giving it. God gave his own Son. No gold or silver, gems or stones could purchase our redemption. God could create those endlessly with a word of his lips. No angel from heaven could purchase our salvation. Again, God could create angels with simply a command of his mouth. But God sent his own Son because that was the only way to save guilty sinners. What a transaction then took place on Calvary's center cross. And as you see that, as you stand beneath the cross, tremble with godly fear in all the biblical meaning of that term. I thought when I was considering this, here's the answer to a cold heart. So many Christians lament that their heart fights a battle with coldness. You get into the world, you get busy in the things of the world, even though you're not seeking to get into all the sins of the world, yet the things of the world distract you. They take your attention. They lock you into their grip, as it were. You can't get them out of your mind. You carry your business with you wherever you go. You carry your financial concerns with you wherever you go. All these are things that are constantly in your heart, so that when you come to read the Bible, it's with a dull spirit. It's with a deadened mind. You come to public worship, and it's with a cold heart. You kneel to pray, and you feel a million miles away from God. What do you do about a cold heart? Here's the best answer. It is to spend time, and let me underscore that there is the necessity of spending time. Trouble with us, we're far too much in a hurry for God. You never find God in a hurry. God can do things instantaneously. God can meet you as He met Nehemiah, for instance, in an instant. But God is never in a hurry. He chooses the right moment, the best moment. But He says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Spend time considering Calvary. Spend time thinking. We are so action-oriented nowadays that we think that it's a waste of time to think. Unless you're doing something, running hither and thither, you're wasting time. Let me tell you, the time that is spent exercising your mind on the great subject of Christ and His redemption is not wasted time. It's the best answer to a cold heart. It's the sight of the work of Christ that creates this godly fear. And what a blessing godly fear is. Now, I realize talking a strange language to most people, because we live in a day when there's been such a mangling of Scripture, such an absolute overturning of Scripture, that people think that if they are really spiritual and they get close to God and all the rest of it, that fear is gone. Let me tell you, the fear of the Lord is a great blessing. Isaiah 33 verse 6 says, the fear of the Lord is His treasure. It's His treasure. It's a precious thing in itself. It's something for every Christian to treasure. It is a precious thing to have such a sight of your God and His work that you actually fear God. Some commentators take the meaning of the word treasure in Isaiah 33, 6 to mean treasure house. The fear of the Lord is His treasure house. And that opens up a wonderful field for thought and investigation. The fear of the Lord holds a great bounty for us. It holds a great and rich spiritual experience for us. It holds a great variety of God's blessings for us. It is His treasure house. When you enter into the fear of the Lord, it's like walking into a treasure house. On every hand, there is a blessing. On every hand, there is something to enrich you. On every hand, there is something to feed you, to satisfy you, to fill you, and to do you good. Let me give you some of the treasures. As you stand at the cross and you're gripped by the awe of God's work on your behalf, that fear will cause you to worship. The word fear in Scripture is at times used as an equivalent of worship. In fact, you can go even further and say that the word fear is used sometimes in Scripture as a proper name of God. When Jacob speaks about the God of Abraham and the fear of his father Isaac, he's using fear practically as a proper name for God. That's why it's a treasure. That's why it's a treasure house. Because all that we have and are found in Him. So it will cause us to worship our God. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Obviously there, fear is put for the entirety of worship. When you see the cross, when you take time to consider the great transaction of Calvary, how God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. that the Son of God loved us and gave himself for us, that he reconciled us to God by the blood of his cross, that he justified us by that blood, sanctified us unto God by that blood, sealed us forever for heaven by that blood. When you see that, you're struck with awe at the grace of God. Just after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, were delivered from the threat of Pharaoh's armies, Moses led the people in the singing of his great song. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11, that song reaches a glorious climax. Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Notice the conjunction of fear and praising, reverence and worship, fearful in praises. I want to tell you, when God has brought you out of Egypt, when God has brought you over the Red Sea, when God has delivered you out of the wilderness, he's brought you through the Jordan on the merits of Christ, he has planted you in the Canaan land of his provision and his salvation. I want to tell you, you will be struck with awe, and that awe will burst out of you in praise and cries of adoration. We read of this in Revelation 5 and verse 12. Where the glorified cry with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." The fear of God is not a servile dread. The fear of God strikes the heart with a holy awe, that such a great God should love such a miserable sinner, that such a holy God should save such a reprobate rebel, that God should bankrupt heaven to enrich this poverty-stricken soul. The fear of God lets you stand in awe as you marvel at the majesty of his mercy, and you worship. You worship, and you say, "He is worthy."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.